you why we're taken, Joe. I tell you why all the good girls are taken all of the time. But not now. Right about now, I want to be getting into a conversation here to your health matters. Now, we experienced a cyclone, Eloise, and I think, because I remember, itolo nzambama linile for 5 minutes. And then it went away again, you know. So one of the other things, le mhlambe sibukene nato after cyclone Eloise is the immediate destruction that tropical cyclone imparts, and of course the aftermath le bolehlangana ne public health in terms of my challenges, la faga phakathi the risk of acquiring my waterborne diseases. And one of those, indaba ye cholera, we got Dr. Mavuso to come and help us out on this one so we can understand what it is and how maybe we can try to prevent it as much as we possibly can, as early as we possibly can. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Mavuso. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, my listeners. We're Rise FM.
Sol kunyile palish.
Ah, likunyile.
Siyabonga. Now, namuhla sikhuluma ngecholera, and we starting our conversation ngokuthi maybe mhlambe usichazisele ukuthi yini icholera kahle hle nekuthi ibangwa yini.
Icholera is one of the diarrheal diseases or sifo that ibanga insheko. That ibanga ngile igciwane leli abizwa the cholera. Ikhula noma libebethekiswa manzi. Especially in areas that the clearance the right yenhle, like bantu uthola umphethe bese uya ngasesigangeni. In an area like this, they say tholwa manzi kungena in our common water.
Yeah.
Nangabe mhlambe sinatha manzi langahlobiwe bayibona infrastructure ilimele nyalo, ma bridge ahambile. In most locations there's not been water for a while, so that they'll be tempted ukusebenzisa la manzi la standing wemvula. Lapho ke sibasengotini yokuthola ke isifo lesinjengaledo ke ukuthi then cholera nje iyabhebhetheka lapho.
All right.
So that's
that risk. Yeah. And before because another one that I think I know of, but you will correct me, in Zabaye malaria now.
Yes. Yeah, when malaria, people can wonder what ikuhlangana njani nemvula. Now in malaria imvula ibanga a lot of ponds of standing water. Again, the standing water attracts a lot of mosquitoes. Mangabe kuba nalawa we anopheles infected malaria. That's where we have the serious problem. People need to know that a few wonke ma mosquito la ingozi. Mosquitoes la infected ni malaria.
Yeah.
Ngoba iyakhula la kiyo or a part of their cycle. Bese uma kuluma ke bese iyachubeka le cycle yayo ikhula emntwini. So the standing water aba in reservoir. Mosquitoes are manning higher breeder.
Yeah.
And then that's the large population. Maba in large population, then the population surrounding Eva at risk would it down and mosquitoes are infected and then the Sebaba tell it like
And any other waterborne diseases that maybe we haven't mentioned that you want to mention to us, Akon?
I was seeing my nintigangago la common la South Africa. La South Africa is primarily the shusha ni cholera. That's the primary disease let's go shago. Logunya gese guban logu we bat mtumbanga.
Yep.
Because the banduba tanzago tena ijwakshisa so the bakesa lapo bakesa la lapo ke. And then that's where then you have that risk to go to get batawutheleka ngoba vele manti lamile maningi futhi nalakithi bembombela a lot of them giving ukuthi ma-preaches ahambile. So people may go there bafuneka ukukhibika nje ngokuthi fake emantini anjengalabo bantu basengotini yaloko ke
yeah
bantu banaso.
You know, uma ukhuluma ngemchama ngathi uyangikhumbuta, my brother, when he was younger, he actually had it because we would visit a bushback ridge and there was a dam, engwariji la besithanda khona, bebathanda ukuthi mina ngisasemncane, bathanda ukuthi bahambe bayoswima khona. And when you're talking about this, it brings back that memory ukuthi yebo, this is why it happened to him. And now when we're talking about indaba ye cholera futhi, are there any precautionary measures that maybe you can share with us?
The biggest one is that the nangabe good demand, like we realize that there's a challenge is to cook water, boil water, or at least in a liter, 25 liter amount, it's effective in killing that. So, yakhona ukuthi kungenza ukuthi avikeleke then akhona ukusebenziseka, but without that how singaba sengotini. And the big thing ukuthi mase kukhona abantu bangabe sebasebenzisa into bathi inyongo bafuna ukusebenzisa because you are making it worse, because you are losing water and you use something that will make you lose water. So kufuna vele abantu bathi prepare the home remedy bekhona ukuthi usebenzisa 8 teaspoons of sugar in 1 liter amanzi labili lafola, ne half a teaspoon or 11 teaspoon ya sawut ukuze ukhone ku rehydrate. But nangabe unenkinga yokuthi uyahlanta nakanjani funa uye emtholampilo ukuthi usizakale.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that because it was going to be my next question and my last one, of course. We appreciate you making time for us all the time, Dr. Mavuz.
Okay, sibonge kakhulu.
Make sure that you catch this conversation on our podcast. And of course, you must also do your own research on top of everything that we talk about. As much as we possibly can. We truly appreciate Dr. Mavuso making the time, all the time for us, when it comes to health matters. This one is Eternal. I want to be the only one on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. When we come back, we are announcing the winning song for Choose It and Go.
Yes.